This week's episode is fun filled. We have big old Canadian superstar Kendall Gender on. We talked to her about what video game would be the perfect one for her because she is an absolute barely gamer. But before that, Jackson and I talk about his root canal because he doesn't brush his teeth.
I do.
And I am a sleepy little bug today. It's dangerous.
What's up, Barely Gamers, and welcome back to your favorite podcast featuring two internet cuties and some video games.
I'm Juicebox.
And I'm Jackson.
And it's dangerous to go alone, so hey, listen to us talk about video games. That was better.
I mean, you made it smoother. You're definitely coming into your own with it.
Thank you.
It only took you 2 years to get the first one, and it only took you a couple months to get the second one.
I don't know, buddy. Next week might be a little rough.
We're trending up. You're just going to keep getting better. You're just going to keep getting better.
Keep getting bets.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm tired today. This has been a rough week. It's been a bad week. It's just been like a busy week.
Sure.
In the sense of like, I got some work stresses that are kind of like wearing me down a bit. But also this, we've been getting hit with snow. Oh my God. Like nobody's business. And like 20 minutes fucking in west of here, nothing. No snow.
Hmm.
My area, snow squalls, like massive amounts of snow, like 10 inches in a night. Oh my God, it's driving me crazy. So this morning I woke up 5 a.m. because I have a class at 7 today. So I wake up at 5 a.m., immediately shovel the driveway. Like open my eyes, put clothes on, shovel the driveway. I get all ready. I get my shake, everything. I go to this class. All of my clients got snowed in. So nobody showed up. So I didn't have to come. And the guy who like runs the gym was like, oh, I thought at least one of them was coming. That's why I didn't tell you. I didn't tell you to stay home. I thought one was still coming, but like no one's coming. You can go home. And he was like, but I'm glad you got your driveway done. I was like, great. So then I went and did my own training, and then I had to like drive to 45 minutes to my other gym to like do an informal evaluation on a coach, which means I had to do another hour long workout. So I've worked out twice today. And then as soon as I finished that workout, I had like a meeting with my manager and then drove back to my town another 45 minutes to then coach a 4 and a 5 p.m. class. When I say I've eaten nothing but protein shakes, Subway, and Burger King today because I just haven't had any fucking time.
Ew.
Oh, I feel like garbage.
Ew.
I know. But like, it happens.
And here I thought you were used to taking 10 inches every night.
Hey-oh.
Because you said all the snow. I was waiting.
That was a good one.
It took me a little while to formulate it. And then I sat on it for a minute. But I'm happy with how it went. Thank you for your beautiful job.
10-incher. Wow. 10
I know. Nice. Good for you.
Jesus.
Good for you.
Congratulations. Fucking champ. If you see me walking around with bull-legged, that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
I know.
You ever even seen a 10-incher?
Every day.
Hey, you're on it tonight.
I'm flying.
You're fucking
is
it
on the pain
it.
Pills?
Ayo.
Maybe.
Oh yeah.
Nah, I didn't end up taking them. So I had a root canal done today.
It was today.
Horrible. Yeah.
Oh
I
no.
had a meeting at 9 o'clock for work, and then at 9:30 I went in and got a root canal done, and it was pretty fine. Shout out to the dental assistant's Inder was fantastic. She was so good to me. Inder.
I
believe so. I believe
nice,
that's the spelling.
Nice,
yeah.
Nice.
She was so good to me. And like, yeah. I got this little fucking baby chapstick and they were like, aww. Here you go to keep your lips from getting chapped during the procedure. I was like, great. Big dental dam, whole fucking thing. Now, keeping in mind that I went to the dentist in November because I had tooth pain. Really bad. And they said, hey, we'll book you a root canal. Great. Came back a couple weeks later. They said, oh, you know what? You probably don't need a root canal. We'll just give you some cavity fillings. I went, great.
Yeah.
Fast forward another 5 weeks, mouth fucking killing me. I go in, we should probably do a root canal. Well, no fucking shit. You already told me that once. Why did we not do it at that time? Anyhow.
Yeah.
So it's been a journey. I go in, get it all done. Pretty easy. numb up the whole face. You know when like your nostril and like your eye is a little bit numb?
Yeah.
Don't like the feeling. And then kind of wrapping up, and they go, I said, how long until my numbness wears off? They're like, probably about an hour. And I was like, and then the pain? They're like, oh, you shouldn't have any pain. I was like, oh, wow, fucking great. Let's get out of here. So I walked out. And pretty much immediately from the time that I walked out, quickly escalating pain in my face until it was debilitating. I got home at like 10:30, 10:45. I had a meeting at 11 with someone from work. I explained to them that I had just done a root canal, and I couldn't formulate sentences. Like, it was interfering with my ability to think. And so that meeting got cut short, and then I just laid on the fucking ground for at least an hour, and like was trying to move.
When you have couches and beds,
it didn't feel right. You know what I mean? When you're in crisis, you want to get close to the earth. I'm on the 10th floor of my building, but closer to the earth, you know?
And I went down to the first floor. I laid in the grass.
So I laid on the ground. I switched between child's pose. I was just planking. I was just everything to be like horizontal, and it just kept getting worse. So I went back, and they had also called, and they're like, you need to book another appointment for another thing. And I was like, great. And I went back, and I was like, hey, I came in person because I was told that there shouldn't be any pain as this wears off, and I'm in a lot of pain. And they went, oh, that, I don't know if that's supposed to happen. I was like, yeah, I don't know. They told me it wasn't. So they went and pulled the dentist from whatever else he was doing. And he was like, it will hurt for a day or two, and I'm going to prescribe you some additional meds. And he handed me a prescription for T3s.
Yeah, let's go.
Whenever you need them. So I came, went and got those filled, kind of returned home. And then as the numbing wore off, like, it wasn't really getting better. And then at some point in the afternoon, it kind of took a turn, and it started to hurt a little bit less. And I didn't end up needing to take them, but I've got the prescription in case it kind of flares up again. So
can I see your mouth hole?
No, they repaired it all.
Which one is it?
Right here.
Oh, that one's all fixed?
Yeah, it's all fixed.
Crown and everything?
No, so that's the appointment that I have to go back for. They're like, we need to get you a crown. I was like, I don't understand. Yeah. I literally said, what is a crown? Because like, I've heard it all, right? Like people, oh, I had to get a crown. They put it my crown. Like, but I never know what it is. And I was like, I'm just going to ask. I'm going to be brave and I'm going to ask. And they were like, it's like a cavity filling, but they take a molding, they send it off to a lab, and then it comes back and they install it. And it's way more expensive.
Oh, I was going to say, it's fucking expensive. That's why I never got my root canal done, because the crown was too expensive.
So
it's like $700.
I had no fucking idea. With my insurance that's going to take off like half of it, it's still going to cost me like $800 to install this crown. And it's January, and I've tapped out all of my insurance, all of my dental insurance by the end of January. Well, after this crown. So they were literally like, with the crown and the other fillings that you need to do, you're looking at about $1,000 worth of out-of-pocket expense. And I went,
Jackson,
I don't
have
that money.
Do you know what?
Tell me.
You know how we could have avoided this?
So what I've learned in the last couple of months is go to a fucking dentist. Go regularly.
I was about to make a joke about you not brushing your teeth. When was the last time you went to a dentist? Jackson.
I went to a dentist in 2020 because I had excruciating pain. And they removed a wisdom tooth while I was there.
Jackson.
Don't ask me about prior to that, because I don't have that information for you.
Jackson.
Everyone should be going to a dentist. Go regularly. I understand it's expensive.
Every 6 months.
Some people don't have insurance. And to that I say, it's still fucking cheaper to go and get your 6 month checkups done and your little cleanings than it is to not do that and then wait for it all to pile up, and then you're in pain for a month and then you still have to pay out of pocket hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Oh my God. So you're going to start going regularly.
Well, I can't afford it anymore.
Do you not have insurance? Oh, your insurance is tapped
out.
We
tapped it out. In like
my God.
Anyhow, I am going to go back. And for me, I was on tour for 10 years, and that just made it basically impossible. There was a stretch in time where like I would go when I came back, but that didn't last forever. And then there was the pandemic. And then I moved, and then I was just kind of waiting. And now that I'm settled in a spot where I actually feel good and feel comfortable, I'm trying to fix it all. And
okay.
no one should do as I did in this.
Your teeth are directly related to your heart health.
You know what else, though?
Mm.
It's how I make my money.
Them's pearly whites, baby. Also, like, you don't want to get, like, halitosis or weird yellow teeth.
It's true.
Bad breath? My yeah. nightmare. I had a Subway, and I started talking to a client, and I went, oh. I literally just had Subway. I'm so sorry.
What is it about Subway onions that linger more than any other onion in the world?
There was, before, because we're going to get into our guest in a second, but I'm just going to really quickly right before, get right into her. Right before we get into that, there was this bar in my hometown. So I grew up in a town called Essex outside of Windsor. Windsor had a bar called Old School, where yeah. it would only play old school music. Old school in my time, when I was stupid, but I didn't go to it because I was cool. But
what happened to you?
I went, but in my time, old school was like very early 90s, 80s music.
Sure.
Right. That was old school. Now it's probably like early 2000s, late 90s. That would be playing there. But that's what the music that they would play. It was directly next to a Subway. Like, it was old school, and the next door was Subway. So when I say the entire bar, no matter what, smelled like Subway bread and onions every night. Anytime you would go, regardless, that is what it smelled like. And it was so busy. So, drinking in Subway. That was my story.
That would not be a good, like, post-bar. So I don't drink, and I never have, but going to... like bars was a thing I did all the time, and I would DD or I'd make sure people get home safe and would still hang out. And I would go for the post bar food. Subway
fire
is D tier in terms of like your Z tier. Like, what's number one in your head?
There was this restaurant called Acapulco Delight.
Okay.
And it was a Mexican restaurant run by Filipinos.
Cool.
I just want you to picture what the food tasted like.
That sounds delicious. I didn't say no more.
Fucking gas. Like, it was so good.
Yeah.
Like, the tacos were like spring rolls. Like, they were like rolled up like spring rolls. It was fucking insane. You would shit for 8 days solid, but like, it was worth it.
You're already doing that.
I'm already doing that.
So, worth it.
Worth every fucking penny. That was the best.
For me, you got to get your shawarma, your kebab, your
meat
off a spit. Some good veggies, throw it in a wrap, and just like make a fucking mess of yourself. That's what good post bar food is.
I would say Mexican made by Filipinos.
Sure.
Or I always fuck with a shawarma. I used to fuck hard with a pizza.
Yeah, ooh. Slice, a good slice.
A good slice, babe. No, full pizza. Give me the whole
thing. You're walking around with the box.
Whole box.
That's a recipe for disaster. One slice, you can't. It's hard to drop one slice. But if you have a slice and a box, you're gonna drop the fucking box. I've seen it.
Listen, nothing feels better than a pizza box on the corner on a hot summer night, sitting on the curb, eating the whole pizza box with a friend.
You ate the whole box.
That's my 20s.
That's pretty good, honestly.
Honestly, what sounds better?
Full life
on a street festival where no cars are gonna come and run over your pizza or your toesies. You're gonna open up a pizza, and you're sitting on the curb and you're eating your pizza with your friends. Come on,
that's pretty good.
That's good.
That's good stuff. Yeah, no, I'm right there with you.
Anyway, speaking of friends,
that's good. But I also had another thing, so I'm kind of torn on this one.
Give me the thing.
So you played Sinatune Nurdle, did you?
I did.
I talked about it on last week's pod. I said that it would be something that we could compete in. You said, I'm going to be so fucking good at this.
I'm pretty fucking good at it. I quote movies
all the time.
I'm pretty fucking good at it.
And then you called me and you were like, how do I play this? And I was like, I told you it wasn't about quoting movies.
No, but it's about knowing movies. Get fucked. How I'm good at it.
Okay. So I said that we should compare our ranking, our score on today's podcast. Do you have it handy?
I just made my profile. I haven't played in a week, so I'm just at like 1,005. What are you at?
I want the on record that you start at 1,000. So you have gone up officially 5.
Yeah.
I think I'm at 1,065, I think.
Okay, what's the highest streak you've had? Were you...
5?
5 movies.
Oh, no, those are rounds. Streaks, how many you've won in a row.
But so, also, sorry, how like, many rounds in a thing?
Like, I did one today that was like 45, but higher rounds back and forth isn't better. Like if I can win in 12, it's better than losing in 50.
Oh, no. My thing is like I like to keep going. If the other person gives up, I get sad. I'm like, I want to keep going over and over and over. Like for me, it's not about winning. For me, it's about like how much can we get? Like I'm here for the camaraderie of it. I want to keep going back and forth. When it goes like you win or you or they win or whatever, I'm just like, fuck, I want to keep going. I like the streak.
I feel like there's a lot that we could unpackage there for you. I feel like we could get to know you a whole different level.
Okay, but can I?
You may.
Here's my strategy.
Go ahead.
Almost every movie.
Okay.
In like two or three movies, you can bring back to Marvel.
Oh, yeah. So
almost everyone.
You're doing it backwards in a way. And I feel like I'm showing my hand here since you and I are in competition. I'm going to give you a big strat right here. If you do not know and you do not have a connection, put in Avengers Endgame, Oppenheimer, movie 43, because those are just like the highest quantity. Everyone is in those fucking movies. You will get lucky more times
Jackson,
than you'd expect.
Can I say?
Go ahead.
I've already done that with Avengers.
There you go.
But then if they're British, I write Love Actually.
That's a good one too. Very
yeah.
solid.
Yeah,
very
yeah.
solid. I get caught up on Liam Neeson in Taken because what I've learned is no one else is in Taken.
Oh, I get caught up in Easy A.
Isn't Lisa Kudrow the teacher?
Lisa Kudrow's the teacher, but then also Stanley Tucci's in it.
Stanley Tucci?
Yeah, and then so I always try to bring it back to gay movies because then I thrive.
Sure.
Then I thrive. Yeah. Then I start
and
thriving.
That's a good strat. You're playing
right,
percentages.
Right. Yeah.
So
yeah.
where do you try to get back to? What's your go-to?
So I get it to a Marvel movie.
Yeah.
And then I can always get a Marvel movie back into like a gay movie.
Sure. Like right. what's a solid gay movie? Are we counting Wicked as a gay movie?
I could get Wicked. You could get fucking Devil Wears Prada. Easy A is pretty gay. You can get me The Witches of Eastwick. You can get me Moonstruck. Like those kind of movies, right? So you write down you get a Nicolas Cage movie, baby, I'm writing Moonstruck.
Okay.
I'm writing Moonstruck because they're going to do another Nicolas Cage. National Treasure. Me, National Treasure 2.
Enjoy your National Treasure 2, you nerd.
Bitch.
So I'm glad that you've been playing that a little bit. I also have slowed down on it, but I would like to find an opportunity to compete. I know that we keep making plans, and you guys will hear this in a second when we talk about it with our guests, but we keep making plans for when you come to Vancouver. So we have like 6 days worth of hangouts planned.
No, I'm probably only going to go for like 4 days. Going to suck. And I need to see so many people.
And
so it's almost
other people to see. Yeah,
I know. I almost want to just go for 2 weeks and just like, you,
just
you know,
you can
we should just like, we should just move in together. We should just
that
be like besties.
Fun.
Yeah, it'd be so fun.
I'm into it.
Be great.
Put the basement into like a content creation den.
Ooh, I know. Woo. I know. But you know what? Speaking Tell of besties, me. Speaking of friends,
go ahead.
We got my very good friend Kendall Gender on the pod today. What the fuck?
Our very good friend. Because
oh my god, we got our very good friend Kendall Gender on the pod today. She wanted to know what kind of game would be perfect for her. So we've got her on. We're gonna what's the right word?
Are you having a stroke?
I think I am. We're gonna
prod. Yeah, like poke around. We're gonna prod.
Yeah, we're gonna poke and prod in that big old brain of hers and figure out what game would be perfect for Kendall. So without further ado.
Oh my God. Don't worry. We're going to throw to your really good intro right
now. My intro is really good. My intro is really good. I'm really fucking tired.
You're like hammered right now.
Let's get there in 3, 2, 1. The Beyonce of Canada, a star, a mega influencer, the most famous woman I know, and also hasn't gamed a day in her life. So excited to have you, Kendall Gender.
Yay!
Thank you. I was not expecting that intro.
I wasn't either. For full context, the countdown had started and Juice went, "Who's doing the intro?" And I said, "You." And then boom, launched into it.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Kendall,
thank you.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me. I do want to preface that I believe I am the perfect guest for this podcast because I have maybe played under, like, full transparency. I've gamed less than 5 times, I think.
I want to know which.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it started with Roller Coaster Tycoon. back excellent. In the day.
Such a good yeah. pick.
Excellent choice. Okay. Okay. Excellent choice.
I'm calibrating okay. already where we could go with it.
Easy. Yeah. Easy craft. then it moved on to The Sims.
Great choice.
Yep. Very good.
Yeah. I played Sims from like maybe, you know, grade 5 to 6, that sort of like
okay.
range.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then I went into controlling people, but that's a story for another time.
Love it.
And then probably no games at all until maybe like randomly a few years ago, I played Grand Theft Auto, GTA.
Yep.
Okay.
That's a big jump. That's a big jump.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sims. Mm-hmm. Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
That's trifecta.
And that's all. Then I played, I can't remember what the name of it, but it was like a couples game.
Okay.
I can't remember what it's called. It's Us.
It Takes Two?
It Takes Two. Yeah. There you go.
We played Jackson. That. We played all of that.
I together. Did.
We played that. You? How did you like that?
Well, I mean, ultimately, me and my partner broke up, so clearly the game didn't really work. But
spoiler alert:
it was supposed to be a bonding exercise that I really ultimately don't think worked out.
But spoiler alert: at the end of that game, the couple breaks up anyway. A couple so breaks maybe up. Maybe oh,
honey,
the game,
babe, we did not get there in more ways than one.
Yeah. How far did you make it in It Takes Two?
I can't really remember, but I think about halfway through. But so for context, I am not a gamer, but my partner at the time was a big gamer. And even she was finding it super, super hard. I feel like a lot of the challenges started to get really, really complicated. But it might have been me bringing us both down.
I was going to say, I played it with Jackson and it was, it felt pretty easy, but I had,
yeah, it
I had
felt challenging.
I had
So yeah, maybe there's something to that theory.
I had a lovely time.
Every time we play games together, it just tests my patience and it takes it to a whole other level where it's just like, you're doing great, but I need you
to be better.
I need you to press the fucking button now.
Imagine playing with me then.
Well, maybe that's something we'll see one
day. Yeah, maybe that we'll try that one day.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like we need to take one step back because
yeah.
I don't for a second think that we're wrong that most of the people listening to this already know who Kendall is, but like,
just in case,
on the off chance that they don't, how would you want to do your own introduction since Juice already compared you to Beyonce? if you want to set expectations on your own, you're more than welcome to.
I thought mine was excellent.
Well, as kind and generous as that intro was, I did live in a little bit of a delusional land, as mostly every drag queen does, I believe. So, but yes, my name is Kendall Gender. I am a drag performer living in Vancouver, BC, most known for being on Canada's Drag Race Season 2 and a tiny little stint on Canada versus the World. I've been doing drag for about a decade now, and yeah. Kind of just taking it day by day and exploding through the years.
I have to say that it sounds like from what Juice has told me about being on set with Drag Race, that like a little mobile gaming would go a long way on the set. You got a lot of time sitting around, bring your Switch with you. I'm surprised that we haven't heard more.
I have heard about it hasn't connected one... for you. I've heard about one queen trying to bring, I believe, a DS or something in, like, with the same kind of, like, reasoning behind that. But because it connected to the internet, it was against the rules.
The full media lockdown.
I believe it's this was media. Actually, I believe this was actually on your season, was it the person that did it.
Who? Say their name.
I think it was Alona. Name.
Alona brought a DS?
I've heard this through the grapevine. I'm not 100% sure, but that's a... Yeah, but that was kind of the first context that I heard about where you, I guess, can't bring these gaming-type things. But
Jackson, they're so strict that they picked up my Fleshlight, held it in front of me and said, does this connect to the internet? And I said, no, I fuck it. and they dropped it.
Does this connect to the internet? No, it connects to me.
And I was like, no, it connects to my dick. And they just went, great, and dropped it on the bed.
Now were they wearing show gloves? Me.
Yeah. They did have gloves on, thank okay. God. Yeah, they have gloves to go through all their stuff. Yeah, to look through everything. So they did pick it up with gloves, but they went, what is this? Does this connect to the internet? I was like, no. It's like squishy fucking plastic that I fuck. Jesus. But yeah, they're just really strict. I know it would be nice to be able to sit and play games on set though.
I feel like almost any performance industry, there's so much hurry up and wait, right? Like just show up and you need to be there, but you're going to wait for another 90 minutes until we actually need you. So to just kind of sit there and game, I feel like would be a good solution, but yeah, not if there's a media lockdown.
Now, Kendall, as two people who do just sit and with our hurry up and wait would play games, what do you do? What do you do when you're traveling and like doing things on your downtime? Because we would play games. Mm-hmm. What do you like read?
I mean, I feel like I would just consume other media. I feel like I would just be on TikTok or watching a show or I don't know, working out, mm-hmm. depending on the time. But like. Yeah. Yeah, okay. I feel like there's lots of other activities to do besides gaming, you fucking losers.
Thank you for putting our entire audience on blast as well. Fucking nerds.
Oh my god. That's the clip.
That's a good one. That's a solid one.
That's the clip.
Like what do you do on planes if not game?
Sleep.
Download shows to my iPad.
Okay, fair.
Or sleep
fair.
In my bed.
Smart.
Because Jackson, I'm just gonna preface this. She says sleep in my bed because she says I am not in an economy seat. I am in the pod.
I'm up front. It's all the way back.
It's that Nicki Minaj clip. I don't fly on those kind of planes.
Okay. Well, I think in the effort to be able to maybe help you find a game that maybe you would give a shot to, what are some of the things that you would download to watch? What are some of your favorite like shows?
Oh,
or movies?
This is you. Okay. I was like, what? Where are we going? Oh, okay.
Twisting, hey. I'm winging it back.
Okay. No, I get you. I feel like I'm a reality TV person. I do love my Housewives for sure. Obviously that's like probably the thing that I watch most constantly. But to be honest, if there was a world where I was forced to play a game for whatever reason.
Torture.
Forced.
I do think that it would be The Sims again.
Okay.
Because I think that also comes into my, I think that plays with my interests in a lot of ways. And then I could all make them little housewives.
I have ideas. Now,
okay.
Is the thing that this intrigues you about The Sims, is it controlling people or is it dressing them up?
A little bit of column A and a little bit of column B.
So you enjoy to create.
Yeah, so in the 2000s when I played The Sims, like in its inception, I would assume, I used to like, I was kind of nerdy, so I would code all of these things. And I remember I used to code special outfits, and at the time I was obsessed with Christina Aguilera. So I would code like her VMA outfit with like the scarf, you know, and I would make my Sims wear that.
Okay, and you called us
We're the fucking nerds.
Yeah, we're the fucking nerds.
Touché.
And you're like, if I wanted to do that, I'd download like a thing. You're out there coding. You're in the background of the game coding.
Well, no, you can put it, and then the little thing came up, and you could have. It's like Dress to Impress. You know, you can add the. You can.
We
add
know
the,
what
the
Dress to Impress part. Is.
That's better than.
Oh, I played that. I forgot. That's another game.
We have to add that to the resume. That's important.
I was going to say that we have to add that to the resume. Okay, so Dress to Impress, Sims, Roller Coaster Tycoon, and GTA is just the wrench. How that got in there, I have no idea. But I almost want to ignore it.
No.
Okay.
We'll ignore nothing.
We ignore nothing. All the information.
What would you call that type of game? Like a
open world.
Open world action RPG.
Yeah.
Kind of. God. Crime RPG.
RPG, okay.
Role-playing game.
I get it. Yeah, I get it. I feel like that's the...
Now, Kendall, On a scale of one to kill myself. So one is enjoying yourself. 10 is I want to throw myself off the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah, that sounds like a good time, honey.
Yeah. Love it. Going to an improv show or being a part of an improv show. 1 to 10.
I think I would rather be in the improv show than just to go.
This was interesting to me. You said put it on a 1 to 10 scale, but then gave two options and said pick between them. So listen, why was there a scale?
The context of the question was confusing, but I understand.
She wants to be. Yeah, she got it. She got it. We're sisters. She got it.
Yeah. But I understand you.
She understood it. So you would like to be in an improv show. That sounds enjoyable to you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Why? Is that important? Yeah.
That is important to my calculations.
All right.
Of game world.
Sure.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Naturally, that's like we do that all the time, hosting and performing and.
Yes.
I feel like that's a natural quality of our
personas. Yes.
And I did go to an improv show, actually, I remember, on a date a few months ago. And inside, I was, like, praying that I would be the, like, random person that they put up on stage. But I,
I'm a part of this, and I will succeed. Give me my spotlight.
I know. I was just like, and they did have some random chick come up and, like, have to do it with the person doing it. And I was like.
And you were jealous.
So I was jealous.
That is the most main character drag queen thing I've ever heard. When there is an improv show and they did not pick you.
I was just like.
Yeah,
I was kind of waiting. I was like,
put it in their comments and suggestions box on the way out. I was clearly the best choice.
I was
passed over.
Can I? I'm sorry. This is steering the conversation a bit. Can I? Speaking of nerds, I was on the improv troupe in high school.
Mm. So was this? What can I ask you a question?
Please.
Was this a long-winded way to make it about you again?
It was actually pretty short-winded, actually.
It was very short-winded. No, it was a nice way to bring it up, but no.
Like, hey, have you ever played hockey? I'm a hockey player, so to inform everyone.
My question has to do with what I think Kendall would like, and I am adding, because you're going to give her yours, I'm going to give her mine, bitch.
Okay. It's fine. Why are you so aggressive?
I don't know. You're really
No, you're like this all the time. You're so extra sensitive.
You are kind of like this all the time from the little clips I've seen, yeah. Just being honest.
Fair. You know what? Fair. She called me up.
Yeah. It's either like overtly horny or like overtly aggressive or some combination of both.
Of the both. I'm like, let's fuck. Yeah, I love that. Okay, Jackson, do you have any more probing questions?
Living in Vancouver... as a fellow Vancouverite, how into the environmental Vancouver are you? Are you going on hikes? Are you going to the beach? Or are you just in it for the city and the city life?
So I am like the most Vancouver person. I literally like, I'm one of those people that like kind of makes up my whole personality. And like sometimes it gets annoying, I think, for people to be around me, I'm sure. No. But I love Vancouver. And the reason why I would be a great mayor of Vancouver, actually. But that's another conversation. Is because I really like all that Vancouver has to offer. I do really like the nature. I like the city. I like that we kind of have like everything within close distance. But yeah, I take advantage of it all.
Great food too.
Very true. Remember those square pizzas on Davies that we got that one time?
Is someone typing?
I was going to say you're typing.
I'm taking notes. I'm an active listener. I'm going to do all of the...
Mine's here. Mine's up here.
Yeah. Well, we might lose it. We've seen that happen before.
How are you with playing with others?
Like on a team or like against them?
Great question.
I think I'm a good team player, although I do tend to take a leadership role, I think.
No.
Just naturally. I think that's just within my personality type.
What?
But which I also think is good for certain situations. So,
I think so.
Yeah.
So you would say, you like playing with other people.
I do.
If you are in the leadership role.
Yes.
Great.
I know. So this was something I think that we might have joked about in the past, but Juice and I, there's a game called Overcooked where you run a kitchen and it's chaos. It's cooperative chaos.
That is not on my list for Kendall.
Juice and I are not allowed to play it, but I think at some point it did come up as a joke. Like, let's get, next time Juice is in Vancouver, let's get a group of people together and bring everyone over to play it. And just all of the like leadership personalities in one room trying to take over, I think would ignite a fire in here.
I think Kendall should lead the charge.
I would follow.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take it.
Another one that's really going to help me pinpoint the perfect game for you is, what do you think is your greatest accomplishment in life? Just don't give me that look. You have your own system about making it about you. And I'm asking deep, thought-provoking questions to help me get to know the guests. I'm making it about you. Just, you have your system, I have mine.
The thing is, that's such a broad question.
I know.
Like, it's like, I don't know whether to say, like, my greatest accomplishment that I've done would be, like, my drag career as a whole, or, like, one specific thing. Like, I feel like that's a tough question.
Okay, I'll take
What's
it.
That Beyonce song where my Single oh life. Aspiration?
I wasn't my... expecting that.
Okay,
that's a tough one, bitch. I don't know.
No, it's good.
I mean, she goes into a gaming podcast not expecting to be asked like the inner workings of her soul.
I'm an award-winning journalist. Okay, I ask those hard-hitting questions.
I think the general sort of like easy answer would be, yeah, my drag career as a whole and how it has helped my life and helped others.
Okay.
My aspiration in life is to be happy. Kendall just did a 500 person show in Saskatchewan.
I did.
They have 500 people in Saskatchewan.
And they were all 500.
They only have 501.
Right.
So
you got almost 100% coverage.
The one was outside protesting.
That's really cool, though. How was that?
I did. Yeah, it was. It was the biggest like version of the show that I've done this far, which was absolutely amazing. Yeah, it was. It was at the casino in Regina. They were so lovely, and everyone there was like just so excited, and it was so cool. Yeah.
For listeners who may not know what your show is, can you let them know what it is?
Oh, yeah, sorry. So the show that I do is called The Renaissance. It is a Beyoncé-inspired drag show based on Beyoncé's Renaissance tour, but with a little drag queen and Kendall Jenner twist.
Very good.
Cool. Yeah,
I brought it out to my little town, and they loved it.
Yay!
Had a bunch of little old ladies on their feet. It was adorable.
To single ladies specifically.
Yes, to single ladies. Oh, they heard single ladies, and they were like, they lost it for that. Yeah. I love that. Do I have any more questions? Okay. Whoa. I think I know exactly. And mine's a gamble.
I'm going to make fun of yours. I can already feel that I have notes for yours.
I think she'll really like it, but I don't think she knows she's going to like it.
Okay.
Do you have any more, Jackson, or should we do it?
I've got one idea. I've kind of got two ideas. I think I have enough to at least make some decent suggestions here.
Okay. Should I do mine first, or do you want to go first?
You should go first.
Okay. I'm ready. So, you like character creators?
Sure.
Which is essentially The Sims. GTA also has a character creator, I think.
Online, yeah.
They do.
Yeah, there's an online character creator. So a lot of the games that you have done have been either like creating the character or making things around the character. You also enjoy improv and team building. So I think an impractical game that you would like isn't something that you would play like on like mobile. It isn't something that you would play like on your computer. It's something that you would play in person with people. And I think you would actually like Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, okay.
I know. But I really think you wouldn't. I think you would have a good time. Honestly think you would enjoy it as either dungeon master or the leader of your party.
Oh, honey, you know I'm a dungeon master.
Okay, so hear me out. Here is why I think you would like it.
So Jesus, you really got to make your case. Do you want me to dive in for the complications and then you can make your case?
Hold on.
Wait. I
don't know too much about this game, obviously, besides what I've heard randomly, but isn't it like long? Like, don't you play it for like 20 hours?
You can, but no, you can. You don't have to. It's a game that you can play for as long as you want or as short as you want. You can pick it up whenever. It's just something you do with friends. So you could like sit and play for an hour and be like, okay, that was an hour. Let's pick up our thing next week.
If I may. This isn't a video game.
It's not a video game, but it is a game. The whole thing is we're going to be here to
play the video games.
No, it is a game. We are talking about games. Video game podcast. No, we are a gaming podcast.
I also didn't know that other games were on the table. Like, I could have said I played Life before. I played Monopoly.
Like, Candyland would be the perfect game for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, like... I played Traitors with my friends once. Like,
I feel like you would like Dungeons and Dragons, and I am standing by it.
I think it could.
I'll take it.
I'm going to play devil's advocate to myself. While I have notes, Juice, I think you are right. I think that there's a lot of opportunity that Kendall could step into a new character, and we've talked extensively about how drag, in a sense, is playing a character. It's playing a different version of yourself sometimes, and that's a skill that you would possess that a number of people trying to get into Dungeons and Dragons might stumble there, but you would already crush it. The difficulty to me is all of the rules and legwork that it needs to be done manually. Basically, Dungeons and Dragons is a pen and paper tabletop RPG where you have books and books and books of rules that you need to know. And that's why video games took that. And they're like, hey, now you don't need to know it. The game does the system for you.
But if they imagine that,
is there not a virtual version of this game?
It's called Baldur's Gate 3.
I mean, that's a spinoff of sort of, yes, inspired by.
It's essentially Dungeons and Dragons. Mm-hmm. So it's called Baldur's Gate 3, but I don't think you would like that because
the rights to the name or what? why is it just called Dungeons and Dragons Virtual?
Because it's not the same. But also, well,
Dungeons
on.
And Dragons is like that type saying? Of game.
Ugh. Are you hearing what you're saying? But what you're saying is, here is a game full of rules and learning and books and things. That's the one I picked for you. Wait, is there a streamlined version? Yes, there is. But you wouldn't like that one. I just feel like there seems to be a disconnect in the logic here.
I want to hear yours.
Okay, mine. Easy, fun, adventurous. You've got some of the open world components, some of the collecting, the growth. You said that your greatest accomplishment would be your overall drag career, seeing how it's grown and blossomed and developed over time. My game selection for you is called Infinity Nikki. This is the new hotness lately. It's about collecting characters and going on an adventure, and your abilities change and develop based on which outfits you dress your character in. Yeah.
It is pretty fierce.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
It's the new hotness.
It is
right
pretty
now.
Fierce.
People seem to really be enjoying it too.
It's not like bloody or anything, and she like puts on these fabulous sparkly dresses. Mm-hmm. And then she has like fun little like friends that follow her around. And it's very like cozy.
The other thing for me is the approachability. Like, you don't need to go and buy a console to play this. You can get it on iOS and you can just play it on your phone.
I fear we have a winner. Congratulations.
What was your other one?
Winner of this week's challenge.
What was your other one, Jackson?
I was going to go somewhere along the lines of Animal Crossing. And then I was probably going to suggest like the mobile version of it as well. Just for, again, the hardest thing in getting people into games is like, cool, do you want to go spend a $350 to get a console? So this was just, there were reasons, but there's a reason that was my back pocket one.
You said it, and this is Kendall. shaking her head. I was like,
there's a reason it wasn't the number one selection.
Listen, I still think you would really enjoy Dungeons and Dragons.
No, but I'll pay, what was it called? Natasha's World? What was it called?
Infinity Nikki.
Infinity Nikki. Infinity Nikki. Honestly, I think you'd even really like Pokemon Go.
Yeah, maybe.
I think so. It's about just like catching Pokemon when you travel.
Okay, so we can let the audience decide which game they want to see me play.
Yes.
And I will try this game.
Okay, so do we want Kendall to play Dungeons and Dragons, Infinity Nikki, or is it just those two?
Well, you just said Pokemon Go.
Or Pokemon Go. No. Let's do this. Back it up. This is the clip. Do we want to... Here, I'll do it like this. Do you want to see Kendall Jenner play Baldur... Fuck. Let me try it again. Do you want to see Kendall Jenner play Dungeons & Dragons or Infinity Nikki? Let us know in the comments. Crushed it.
That was good. First try and everything.
Yeah, first try.
Really smooth.
You're going to fucking clip it so it's all three of them, right? You fucking piece of shit. Piece of shit.
Hey, if you want to manage how the clips are done, you can get on the editing side of this train.
Too much work.
Yeah, I know it is. Kendall, next time Juice is in town, we're all going to go and grab a bite on the podcast. We're going to cash in our Patreon subs and we're going to all go grab a nice dinner. I think that's going to be fun.
A nice dinner.
Absolutely love that.
Oh, I love it.
Depends what you constitute as a nice dinner, though.
Wild Wings.
like
Arby's.
Arby's. Oh,
no, you hate White Spot.
White Spot, I think, actually gave me IBS. White Spot gave me such bad indigestion. I had to physically go to the doctor to get pills to stop the bloating inside of my gut because it was causing me like physical pain.
I don't love that for you.
But it was awful. Oh, no. White Spot, I will never walk into ever. Like, I get near a White Spot and I'm like, I want to shit myself.
Instant
shitting myself. But yeah, Kendall. Do you think you're going to start playing games?
Probably not.
You know what?
Convince you?
That's okay. And honestly, I don't think I expected it to change when you came in here.
No. I feel like if I haven't picked it up at this age, I don't think all of a sudden I'm going to.
That's fair. Well, we appreciate you coming to hang out with us. And we hope one day we can convince you to play some games with us because I think it would be fun.
Now, that I would do. I would try it. I'm a very try anything once kind of girl.
Yeah.
Like, I would definitely try it. It's just, would I be doing it every single day as a leisurely activity? Probably not. But I'm sure I do shit that you would find boring too. So here we are.
Well, listen, this is a podcast for barely gamers. So it's like the people who like to play games, but can't really do it that often because they're adults and they have responsibilities.
Fair. And they're fucking nerds.
I love it. Well, thank you so much, and we will see you on stage.
Yes, love you. Thank you for having me. Thanks, I don't so know why coming. I'm applauding, but
the world's your stage. That's why.
Yeah.
There you go.
Bye.
That was so much fun. Thanks a lot.
I love it.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. If you wanted to go above and beyond and get some access to some bonus content, you could go and check out patreon.com/itdangerpod, where we have also just uploaded a bonus video, something that we've never done before. But Juice and I spent some time last week pulling together a D&D character for Juice, aka
Rory Sandstorm.
So we got a bonus video. That's something that we might start doing more of, maybe one a month. So you have that to look forward to. Of course, you can get the regular slew of excellence, all the video contents, and access to monthly cameo-style videos. If you have no loons or tunes to spare, that's A-okay by us. Head on over to Instagram. We're there at instagram.com/itdangerpod, where I've really been enjoying interacting with people in our clips, in the comment section for our clips. We talked about why we don't have any good Pokemon games and how it's Juice's fault. And let me tell you, some people had some spicy things to say. One person said, don't do that, because if no one buys it, they'll never make another one. And I went, I don't think that's what's going to happen here. I don't think that we're going to convince 100% of people to not buy this game. So I don't think that's what we were talking about. Anyhow.
That got me together. That was good.
I'm glad that one got you. But yeah, hey, we could also use your help here if you wanted to go and give us a cute little review wherever you listen to pods. It makes a world of difference to us. Now I'm done.
Thank you guys so much. And we're going to see you next week with a little bit more. Oh my God. We're going to see you next. Wow. I gotta go to bed. We're gonna see you next week with a little bit more It's Dangerous to Go Alone. Thank you so much for listening, and bye. Jesus.